Monday.
It is Monday, Wendy. You nailed it.
One day? It's Monday, one day.
It is our one day. Yeah, I'm suing you.
You get that look in your face where you're about ready to go, I'm suing you.
I was going to call my attorney, but then I remembered he's off today. He's taking Monday off. Hi, everybody. It's Bill F. It's Wendy Snyder. Welcome to the show. This is the bonus hour, the stream of consciousness, the anything can happen hour. We're thrilled that you're listening. A couple of things to discuss with you. Just you and I briefly, I want to discuss this on air because we were talking about it off air. I didn't see it happen live, but I've seen clips of it. This is Zach Miller, the Bears wide receiver, who caught a pass yesterday. It seemed to be a touchdown. They called the touchdown back. I still don't know why, but the more important thing is his leg got bent all up, and he may lose his leg over this.
It looks like he's not going to, from what I heard. When you dislocate your knee, I've had one knee replacement, and I might be getting another one on the other knee in December. And when you dislocate your knee, you tear all the ligaments that hold your knee in place.
Yes.
So those are ripped, and I guess he also tore an artery, which supplies blood to the bottom portion of his leg from the knee down. If that is not fixed, that's why it was emergency surgery, because you have several hours that that needs to be fixed, or the blood supply gets cut off to the bottom portion of your leg, and amputation is sometimes a result of that from a football injury.
A football injury that didn't look, I mean, it didn't look like it could cost the guy his leg, did it? When it happened,
I can't watch it. I got to be honest with you. Jim kept saying, here, watch this. His knee does a complete 360. I'm like, why do I want to watch that? I can't even watch my kids kneel. It hurts my knees.
There was a basketball injury a couple of weeks ago. A guy went up for a layup, and he landed on his leg wrong. And you could just see his leg. You know when you see your body do something it's not supposed to do?
Right.
You go, bodies don't bend that way. And even players, when this basketball player did it, players would look over and then just quickly look away and cover their eyes like, I can't look at this.
Can I tell you, I am shocked no one fainted on the basketball guy one.
I am too.
Because when you see something so distorted that you know it's not right, that would maybe make me faint.
Right. Who was the guy a couple of years ago that jumped funny and his bone came out of his leg? You could see his bone out of his leg.
Was that a football player?
I remember
seeing the video.
But it changed. Here's what it changed for me. When you leave this building, when you go downstairs, you walk down where the docks are, right? And then there's a part where there's a ramp that goes to where the cars are parked. And I never took the ramp. I would jump off of that. And now you can't even do it. They've blocked it off, so you can't do it. But once I saw that guy jump funny and his bone come out of his leg, my jumping days were done. No more jumping.
When you had your torn, whatever it was.
You can say it.
It was a weird name that didn't sound like a muscle.
Yeah. Gastrocnemius muscle.
Yeah. This kuh shouldn't be in it. Like gastrocnemius, I could see.
But that sounds like something that would provide some
intestinal.
Yeah. You would think, because when they said gastrocnemius, I even said to them, here's me schooling the doctors on where your body parts are. I go, no, it's not in my digestive tract. It's down here in my leg. You silly doctors.
Well, when you did that, and I was giving you a ride to the train, and you were trying to walk very quickly with crutches because you wanted to prove to me that even on crutches you could walk faster than me.
Yes.
Well, you had a bit of a misstep, and the crutches almost came out from underneath you, and you almost fell tooth first onto that pavement near the dock.
You were hoping I did.
No, I really wasn't, because I got to be honest with you. I am a nurturer, and I like to say I told you so.
Yes.
So that would have been a really terrible position to be in, because I would have helped you and felt terrible, but it would have been very hard for me to not say,
I told you this.
Yeah.
I know.
But so you always do crazy things, and it's like, I know you trust yourself, but there are freak things that can go wrong.
Yeah.
Just like jumping down off that dock, and then all of a sudden you just land flukily.
Yes.
And boom, you're done.
Yes. Well, I kept thinking, like, if you're Zach Miller, just seconds before that, everything's kind of going your way.
Yeah.
You just think it's business as usual. I'm doing what I want to do for a living. I'm playing in the NFL for the Bears, but still playing for the NFL. And you say to yourself, oh, things couldn't be better. And then just a couple of seconds later, as you're catching a ball that should have been a touchdown, you go, Now my life could be altered forever. I might not play football anymore. I don't think he will. Would you go back to it?
Well, I don't think he's going to be. It sounds like this is such a terrible injury that he may not be able to play for 3/4 of a year to a year or more.
I think I would stop playing. I think.
But then what does he have after that?
I think he was out of football. The Bears signed him last year, but I think he missed 2 or 3 seasons prior to that. I think he was out of football before that, wasn't he?
He's 33.
Yeah.
So he should, now it might be forced retirement.
Starting to, by professional sports standards, you're in your twilight years there at 33.
That's terrible.
Isn't that all? Yeah. It's hard to imagine, but it's true. Most professional athletes are in their 20s, and then once you get into your mid-30s, everyone's like David Ross, they called him Grandpa. He was 30, in his mid-30s.
That's all he was?
Yeah.
But
I'm almost positive Zach Miller, before he signed with the Bears, I think he had a 2 or 3 year period where he didn't play in the NFL, I think.
Bears tight end Zach Miller's knee injury looked awful when it happened, but the diagnosis was much more grim. He needed emergency surgery at New Orleans Hospital in an effort to save his leg. Miller dislocated his left knee so severely he damaged an artery.
Oh, man.
As a result, vascular surgeons had to be brought in to handle the surgery to repair the artery. They had to graft tissue from Miller's right leg to put there to fix it. The severity of Miller's injury recalls the worst fears the Vikings had when QB Teddy Bridgewater hurt his knee in August of 2016. Bridgewater sustained a dislocation but did not suffer any artery or nerve damage, and he only recently was cleared to practice again, and that was August of 2016.
Wow.
And this is arterial damage, which is way worse.
Yep.
And then former Raiders running back Napoleon McCallum ruptured an artery in his leg when he dislocated his knee during a game in 1994. McCallum never played again.
Oh, that's so awful. These guys work so hard to get in the NFL, and then one freak thing. I always think about, I know you were a Dolphins fan at the same time I was when we were kids, but Nick Bonacani, who played for the Dolphins, his son Mark was paralyzed on a football play. Just his neck snapped back, and he was paralyzed. He's never walked since then. It's terrible.
I just, if you're saying 33 is kind of the geriatric ward in football, then perhaps he was thinking about retiring soon. But to have it happen to you where you don't get a say-so.
Right.
And, I mean, this could happen to somebody who's 22 years old.
Easily. Yeah, I don't think age plays any role in this. It's just, your body's twisted, your leg comes down strange on a play. Yeah, I don't think age has any factor in this, would it? I can't imagine.
I think so. I think your tendons and ligaments. I mean, when you hurt your leg playing tennis, you're like, that isn't, I've played tennis for practically my whole life.
It's the freakiest thing.
But, your tendons aren't as stretchy or lubricated as when you were younger. Perhaps cartilage has been destroyed. So, I mean, your body, even though you're in great shape, your body internally ages.
But true. But here's what I learned from that experience that I had no idea. They said to me, initially they said, you're not going to be able to play for 3 to 6 months. You won't be able to walk for a few months. You won't be able to play for 3 to 6 months. But then, upon examination, because I play so often, I knew muscles regenerated themselves, but I didn't know that muscles were such that the more you use them, the more they regenerate. So they said, because you're so active, I thought they were just being kind at the time, you might be able to get away. I think realistically we're looking at 3 months, and it ended up being 9 weeks.
You really nailed it.
But even they were going, wow, we've never seen anybody rebound this quickly. The people that were doing my rehab were like, this is way ahead of schedule. Because I was playing, honestly, 10 weeks after it happened because of the muscle regeneration. So that's my advice, kids. Convince your muscles to regenerate themselves quickly.
But that's muscles. Like, I tore a meniscus because I slid down the stairs funny. I just missed the last step.
Yeah.
That's when I had that arthroscopic surgery a year ago yesterday.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you very much.
I didn't know what to buy.
It didn't work, so now I got to get the thing replaced. No. But I mean, and the meniscus is not something that you can work on and be in great shape because that's the inner workings of your knee and wear and tear on it.
Yeah.
Things can happen.
Right.
So I just, I feel bad. He probably will never be playing again.
I don't think he will. But if you're him, aren't you just saying, I'll give up the game. Just let me walk. I just want to be able to walk
and not lose your leg.
Yeah. So that's the trade-off I would make every day. Like if they go, the bad news is you might not play football, but I go, but I can walk, right? You're not going to cut any of my leg off. That's the good news.
But no one thinks for a minute that you're going to lose a leg when you hurt your knee.
No.
And, you know, thinking of there are high school players who have injuries as well. The first time I hurt my knee was long jumping the first week of freshman year in high school.
Yeah.
And just ACL and cartilage injury. But you think of the kids that are playing football today, and it's much harder and rougher than it was when we were in high school. You don't usually have an ambulance sitting there at a high school,
right?
Do you?
No.
Do you have like a trainer? But there, a lot of times there's not like a team doctor there.
Right. Yeah.
So thankfully, if this was going to happen, there was an ambulance at the ready.
Right.
There were doctors
and whisk him away.
Yeah.
To a better, yeah.
Because time was of the essence of this, and I sure hope he doesn't lose his leg. God, just to screw up your knee is bad enough, but then to come out of this and have your leg amputated.
That would be ugly. That would be horrible.
Well, yeah. We wish him the best.
We do. Yeah, I don't know Zach Miller, but I wish him nothing but the best. Nobody wants to see anybody go through something like this.
Jeez.
All right, we'll take a quick break and then some news, and then there's more show. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder on WGN.
All right, we always are very happy when Judy Pilak walks into the studio. And I will admit that out of all the news people we've had in this bonus stream that we do, you never know when all of a sudden she's not going to be here.
Right, it's always a surprise.
I'm very busy. Yes, you are.
Yes, you are. On Friday, you were off, and Diane Sawyer filled
in. I wasn't off. I worked. I did it remote.
Oh, you did. Oh, that's right.
Oh, my God. Did you not see me in my dirndl?
Did she look beautiful?
What's a dirndl?
Okay, I will admit, I was like, I'm kind of rocking this because I look German. I did the little braid, and, you know, I'm blonde hair. I have blonde hair, blue eyes, so I kind of have that.
Yeah.
Look, the dirndl.
Swiss Miss outfit, basically.
Oh, were you dressed like the Swiss Miss?
And so was Anna DeVlantis and Violetta.
I could not wait to get out of that. Violetta and Anna were, you know, making it tighter, like trying to like put safety pins. I was busting out of mine.
Oh,
that's how tight
you?
It was.
Yeah.
Okay, Dolly Parton.
No, not that, because I'm
Greek charo.
So much, I'm like short and stout. So it's
like a beer. That's how I like
exactly.
my beer.
It fit me a little bit differently. They're like ultra thin, and it was like, okay.
Where was the remote?
It was at the Hofbrau House, which I got to tell you, Rosemont, that little section of Rosemont,
I love it there.
I'm going back for a night. All my girlfriends and I were like, hey, let's go just spend a night at a hotel. We could go to the casino, shopping,
the
restaurants.
The shopping there is my
favorite
outlet mall.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
That's where they have the indoor skydiving, too. That Jasmine
and we're
going to
do that, too.
Ago.
They have everything there.
It's fun.
Everything they have, we're going
to
do.
I never say it right. That's over there, too.
Fogo de Chao.
I don't think that's how it's like Fogo de Show.
It is.
I swear to God.
You know what I say? That meat place.
The skewer town.
Speaking of that sort of language, though, during the Bears-Saints game, there was a woman holding up a sign that said, Go Saints, and go is spelled G-E-A-U-X.
Oh,
no, that's
the
cute.
French way?
Yeah.
But that was
Can
pretty funny.
Can I ask something real quickly before you go on to your news, Judy? I watched a little of the Bears game, and for a while I thought the Saints were all wearing leggings because they had the black jersey and the black leggings. It looked like leggings.
Like jeggings, you mean?
No, it looked like leggings. It was just black socks and black pants, and there was no stripes, so it looked like leggings to me, and I criticized it on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
But then somebody said they had a tribute to Fats Domino on the back
of
their helmet.
Was it on their helmet? Sean Payton, their coach, did it say Fats or something on his... It was really nice.
I'll take
nice.
Back the leggings comp.
They were doing it for Fats Domino.
I thought you were going to somehow make an analogy with Fats Domino and leggings.
No, he never wore them. He wasn't
going?
Much a fan.
It didn't work for him.
But he's from New Orleans.
Yes.
Short and stout like me.
Yes. That's perfect.
All right, well, I give them more credit if they had a little tribute to
Fats. Yeah, wasn't that nice?
Yeah,
that was
but the
very
leggings
nice of them.
Didn't work.
No. Thanks, Judy. It's Bill F. and 20 Snyder. With a little dollop of Judy Pilak thrown in, just for good measure.
I'm like sour cream.
Yeah, you're similar to sour cream.
That's not really a compliment.
I know, I should have said whipped cream, but sour cream came to mind first.
I know we wanted to finish our discussion about Kevin Spacey, but I have to bring up one more thing really quickly, because I don't know if anybody saw this. The World Series last night, Game 5, ended at about 12:45 last night. I know that's really late for a lot of people, but I'm a baseball fanatic. No, it
was
regular.
Another one of those
five and a half hours.
Oh, wow.
But now, wasn't inning five the one where everything, it's like they got three runs. It might have been like 7-7 by then. It was like they scored so much and that inning lasted so long.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what was the final?
13-12 in favor of the Houston Astros.
High scoring.
Yeah, it was a very high scoring
game.
Crazy. Especially when you had the guys starting the game, Kershaw and Keuchel, two of the greatest pitchers in the game. So you go, it's going to be a low scoring affair. Nah, not yesterday. All right. So toward the end of the game, I think we're at this point, we're in the ninth inning, right? Yeah. All right. So what happens is your friend Yasiel Puig is batting for the Dodgers.
He's not bugging me so much anymore.
You like him now?
Well, he's delivering. He's a hot dog, but he doesn't seem like a temper tantrum guy like Sammy Sosa was.
Right.
He seems to be there to kind of lift everyone up and be goofy.
That's true.
And he delivers.
Is he the real short guy?
No.
Okay. He's the guy with the tongue who licked his bat. He had a blue mohawk for a while. Yeah. He is definitely a hot dog. Yeah. I'll give him that. A jumbo-sized one.
Foot long. But he, I've said this in the past, not about him, about other athletes and people. I go, you know, he's a hot dog, but he's one of those guys that, as much of a head case as he is, he's got the ability to back it up, so you almost have to give way to that and go, all right, you're a head case, but you just proved why, so good for you, I guess. You know, you got to look the other way if someone has the ability to back it up. He hits a home run. Now, at this point, the Astros are up by three runs, and it's the ninth inning. So you go, we should be in pretty good shape, right? But Puig hits the two-run home run. So it's out. Keep in mind, they're playing in Houston. So it's hit out into the bleachers. It's a home run. And a woman catches it, and she's so excited to catch this ball because even though she's an Astros fan, she's wearing an Astros jersey, even though she's an Astros fan, it's still pretty exciting to catch a home run. And with all that was at stake, you know, it's
and with no bounce, it just
five.
She caught it?
No, it kind of landed in her seat. It was bandied about a little bit, and it landed in her seat, and she reached down, and she had it, and she held it up, and she's all excited. And her husband or the guy that she's at the game with, he's excited. And then a guy on the other side of that guy is so incensed that a home run is hit that he pulls it out of her hand and he throws it onto the field. And you see this girl's first of all, she looks like she's just going to burst into tears.
What a jerk.
And then her husband is yelling at the guy. I don't know if they had any knowledge of each other prior to this. But it's not that guy's place to pull a ball out of a woman's hand.
Can I tell you, I'm surprised the husband or boyfriend did not punch that guy.
I am, too.
Because I'm sorry, that is inexcusable.
I am, too.
And that is the tradition, though, and I was kind of surprised.
Not everywhere.
I was going to ask you about that because I haven't been seeing the balls being thrown back very much. During the Cubs' little brief stint on the World Series playoffs, people weren't throwing the balls back.
Because it's the World Series or the playoffs.
Right.
You don't throw them back at any other game. Who cares?
You can turn around and sell. Let's say you didn't want it.
She should sue him because he took her property and stole her property.
Agreed.
That's what he did.
Agreed.
And got rid of it.
Well, his story's in the paper today. I don't know much about him.
Is this the first name Jerk?
No, it's Jag.
The Houston Astros fan who stole Yasiel Puig's home run ball out of a woman's hands during Game 5 of the World Series and threw it back onto the field isn't much of a villain as we had initially thought, it says here, this according to MSN. As it turns out, the man who threw the ball back is the brother-in-law of the woman that he stole it from. Sarah Head told Yahoo Sports, I wondered as I was watching this, is there some relationship between that guy? Because if it's a perfect stranger who does it, you have to do something. If it's somebody you know, you go, well, that guy's just a jerk.
I'd still press charges.
It's not her brother. It's
her
brother-in-law.
Right. Sarah Head told Yahoo Sports
his name's Dick.
Dick Jag.
No, you have to listen to her last name, dude.
Sarah Head told Yahoo Sports that she and her brother-in-law had discussed throwing the ball back, but she wanted to do it herself. There was no time to discuss this. I mean, you could say prior to the hit, hey, if a ball comes our way.
And you don't think it's going to happen.
You don't think it's going to happen. The odds of that happening are slim. So maybe, but as you could see the whole play unfold, there was no discussion. He grabbed it and threw it back.
Maybe beforehand they discussed it at the game.
Still,
what's his excuse? Because even there, he stole that moment from
her
he
did.
Again.
Yes, he did.
Who is he to decide she's waiting too long to throw the ball back?
She says, Sarah Head says, I would have liked the opportunity to throw it back myself. Now, you know what a baseball fan I am. If I was at that game, I would still keep it. It's still a treasure. It still is.
I wouldn't throw any ball back. Mm. If I was lucky enough to catch one, hopefully it would land in my beard so I don't have to, you know, try for it too hard. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Do you know what a lot of people do? A lot of people bring a league ball with them, a second ball. So then if they are to catch an opponent's home run, they throw the other ball back, but they keep the actual.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Why would you throw another one back? Oh, so the crowd doesn't mad at you.
So people don't rip it out of your hand and throw it back for you.
Right.
I'm going to start carrying baseball balls.
You should always have a baseball ball.
I would start with a mitt in case you catch one.
Right. Right.
Because that ball comes towards me, I'm ducking.
I know. They're way too hard. I couldn't even catch a 16-inch clincher. It would hurt.
Those fresh ones, they're really hard. They're like, that's like granite.
12-inch or worse, but still, when they're brand new.
Yep. Yeah. Kirkhead was immediately seen. Nice going, Kirkhead. Kirkhead was immediately seen as one of the most cruel people to ever attend a baseball game. Now, I have to point this out because I didn't mention this at all. This will sound terrible, but you have to take my word for it. He looked like a jerk. He just had the look of a guy that you go, I don't like that guy. Just the way that guy looks, I can tell that guy's a jerk. That's the way he looked. Right?
Obviously, he is a jerk.
There's nothing in this story
that you're going to say that's going to convince me otherwise.
But he had that look. I'll show you his picture. I know this is radio, so everybody can't see it. But
Google it. Look
at this guy and tell me you wouldn't just not like that guy automatically, Kirkhead.
I'm looking for Kirkhead.
Kirkhead was immediately seen as one of the most cruel people to ever attend a baseball game, though the situation obviously wasn't as bad as it looked. It looked pretty bad. When he was told what the internet was saying about him, Kirk offered no apologies. F the Dodgers, he said. Kirk said that there was no bad blood between he and his sister-in-law, and that the two hugged and made up right after. They didn't show that on TV. However, Sarah may want to be compensated for Kirk robbing her of the opportunity to throw the ball back herself. We talked about giving her my Nolan Ryan signed bat, Kirk said. That would be his way of making good. Here's a bat signed by Nolan Ryan. Hit me with it. That's what I would say if I was Kirkhead.
And her boyfriend or husband, I guess Kirkhead's brother, Dick. I'm getting him confused.
That would be his name if the universe was correct.
Well, Kirk's brother tried to hold, like, hey, don't touch it.
Right.
So he tried to...
Oh, he totally came to her defense. Like, what are you doing? This is her ball.
You don't bring the brother to a game ever again.
But at the time... As a viewer, you didn't know if they had any knowledge of each other whatsoever.
And you know what? I hate to add this in, but I'm thinking if the brother caught it, the other brother wouldn't have done that.
No, I don't think so.
It was the wife. Because it was the girl. And he just grabbed it out of her hand.
I agree with you.
Mr. Rude, like, it didn't matter.
You're as right as right can be.
Yes, thank you.
You're absolutely right.
Now I'm up in my... He's not even a jerk. He's just... I can't say it.
Yeah. Can I tell you that's why her escort or boyfriend or husband didn't punch the guy? Because it was his brother.
Yeah.
Right.
Right? Is that how... It wasn't her sister's husband.
No.
It was her brother's brother.
Right.
Her husband's brother, rather.
What a Kirkhead.
But you just... Yeah, let's use that as a derogatory slam from now on.
All right.
But you could just see it in both Sarah and her husband, her unnamed husband's faces. Like, what are you doing?
Right.
This is her ball to do. If she wants to keep it, keep it. If she wants to sell it, sell it. If she wants to throw it back. But it's not your moment. Yeah. It's her moment.
And I hate the way that story's even written. Yeah. Oh, it's a little bit better than we thought. No, it's not.
Not a whole
lot
better.
He's still a Kirkhead.
Yeah, he's still a Kirkhead. Yeah. Once a Kirkhead, always a Kirkhead. All right. In other news, downstairs, Wendy and I were discussing the strange tale, and boy, is it a strange tale, of Kevin Spacey, respected actor, star of House of Cards and multiple films, American Beauty, my personal favorite.
I love that movie.
He's so good in that. But now allegations have come from an actor, Anthony Rapp, saying that 30-some-odd years ago when Anthony Rapp was a child, Kevin Spacey... How do I say it without...
We have to say allegedly
molested him, right?
Well, see, that's kind of iffy from what I read. He initiated something and was laying on top of him.
Right.
I don't know, clothed or unclothed. Here's what he said. Rapp said he was in Spacey's bedroom watching TV when Spacey appeared in the doorway at the end of the night after all the other guests had left. He was kind of swaying and apparently drunk. Rapp said Spacey picked him up, put him on the bed, and laid on top of him.
How old was Rapp?
He was 14.
Why was he in Kevin Spacey's bedroom watching TV?
They were going to play together.
Yeah.
Not that that.
Okay, why was he in Kevin Spacey's bed?
Because there was like a cast party kind of thing, because he said they were performing in Broadway shows. Spacey invited the then 14-year-old to a party at his New York apartment. Spacey was 26 at the time. Here's my question. If he's 14, where was the parent?
Yeah.
Because if I had a 14-year-old who was in a Broadway play, you know damn well I would be glued to his side.
Yeah, or you'd be wherever it was, New York City. You'd be staying there for the duration of the play if you didn't live there, you would think.
Maybe. Maybe as a parent, because Anthony Rapp is from here originally. He's from the Chicagoland area. So maybe if you're the family, you say he's an established actor, because at that point he'd already done a couple things. He could probably handle himself, maybe not to live by himself.
And then there's Kevin Spacey to watch over him.
Yeah. Well, wait now. Rapp said he squirmed away after a brief period of time and went into the bathroom shortly after he left Spacey's apartment and went home. Rapp, who was living in New York with his mother.
Oh, she was in New York.
Stressed that a young teen going alone to a party at an adult actor's home was not considered a cause for concern at the time. It was a different era. I went to work by myself. I would walk to the subway and go to the theater by myself.
I know. I get it. Totally.
I guess.
Is he our age? Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
14? Yeah. You're already a
I wasn't
freshman.
Going to adult parties when I was 14, really? Though.
But if he's acting on Broadway, more than likely most of the I mean, you're a co-worker of other adults.
I guess.
Yeah.
It still seems
young
to me.
Now I totally get it.
But here's something I'm going to say, too. And listen to me. I do not believe in pedophilia. I think it's terrible. And if this is true, Kevin Spacey's a terrible man. Okay.
Yeah.
But there are 14-year-old girls these days that I see walking to high school who look like they're 25 years old.
Yeah.
And there's always that one guy in your class who has a mustache before anyone else.
Right.
You know, if Kevin Spacey knew he was 14 and still went after him.
I'm sure he knew.
Okay, well, then that's not good. If he,
yeah, they work together. I guess
you're right.
Yeah.
But you know how sometimes kids look older today than I did when I was 14. And I always looked old for my age. But some of these girls today.
But then isn't it on the adult in this equation.
To ask how old you are?
To not only ask, but go out of their way to be careful. Let's say, and I know what Anthony Rapp looked like at 14 because I was seeing him in movies. He was in like Adventures in Babysitting when he was about that age. He was in other movies when he was about that age.
Yeah, look him up. I don't
if
know
he looked is. Older, he didn't look a lot older. He looked like he was 15 or 16.
Well, and I mean, it's not even up for discussion. You know, Kevin Spacey, of course, knew how old he was.
Yeah. I guess if they were on the same show.
Absolutely.
He
now,
would
you
know.
Could say,
he
yeah, if he didn't know him and met him on the street and didn't, yeah.
He was not a consenting adult. He
exactly.
had to know that.
I mean, there are, as Bundy said, sometimes I see these girls, I'm shocked at how young they are. Shocked.
Yeah.
By the way, they
so are the
act.
Men.
Yeah. Shocked when the police
too,
come knocking
yes.
on their door. Yeah.
But he
yeah.
laid on top of them. He tried to seduce them. It's not a good thing. But he didn't advance that at all.
Right.
I'm not.
That doesn't. It makes it slightly better, but not enough to where you go, oh, then it's okay. It's still.
It's not
it's
okay.
So, it's so disturbing.
It's not okay. Yeah. It could have been worse, though.
But then the next step is. He apologizes for it. Kevin Spacey apologizes for it yesterday and explains that there was alcohol involved. He doesn't remember. He said it's possible it happened. I don't remember. I had too much to drink. So and then he goes into the fact that he comes out and says that he's gay. So now the gay community.
Did we know that before, Spacey?
It was there, all.
Oh, I've never heard that.
It was never 100% confirmed.
Okay.
You know, it was never really hushed up, but.
He never came out.
Okay.
He would always show up at award shows with his mom, and people would always go, that's weird that Kevin Spacey never brings a date. The date's always his mom, and he would.
I made my son promise to take me to the first time he was.
And Kevin Spacey said he's been with men and women.
Yeah.
And decided to come out as a gay man, which at first I thought, okay, well, this explains it. You know, he's not saying he did it because he doesn't remember. Not that that's an excuse, but he's saying, wow, if I did that, that's a terrible thing. I'm so very sorry. And I could see maybe that happening because I drank a lot and I'm a gay man. So at first I thought, well, he's coming clean with it.
But it's there's always a myth. That people have that if you're gay, that must mean that you're a pedophile to some extent, and there's there they couldn't be more right. There's no correlation,
right?
But it feeds into that myth,
right?
You know, so So people are upset about that. They're upset that they would use this. He would use this as an opportunity to come out because this is a very, very negative chapter in his life.
Well, he has to. What's he going to? He has to come out now. There's no other way around it. That's my first
thought. Is he coming out as a pedophile then? Because that's what he should be coming out as.
He's not doing that. He's not
doing
that.
No, but first time I've ever, I mean, my first thought when you were telling me the story is, oh, is he gay?
Yeah.
Because I didn't know he was gay.
Yeah.
I didn't know, but everybody had been talking about that for years.
Yeah.
I don't care that he is. I just, this is, at first I thought, well, yeah, he's going to say, you know, I could see where I'd do that because it's a boy and I like boys.
Right.
But then it's a boy and that's where the problem lies.
Right.
So what happens with him now? I mean, he's got a hit series on TV.
I bet he's
always, you think he's done?
I kind of think so.
Yeah.
Look at Mark Halperin, Harvey Weinstein. This happens very quickly now, and there are no excuses. It's
right.
Like Mark Halperin, honestly, last Friday, I believe, is maybe Thursday, is when all this information came out that he was doing untoward things with women.
Yeah.
And then as the weekend ended, he was out of his book writing deal.
Everything. Right.
Done.
Right.
And he was sitting on top of the world. So I don't know. I don't know how. I don't know what show Kevin Spacey's. What is this?
House of Cards.
Well, what will happen is this, if there are going to be more accusations. Because I think that's what. One, if it's one.
There was another. No, a second one. Just
oh,
there was
now. The Daily
Mail?
Mail had. A reporter came out and said that Kevin Spacey did something. With one of her relatives years ago.
That she used to like him until she found out about what had happened between Kevin Spacey and a relative, and she won't name the relative. And more
was
than likely
the relative a child as well?
I don't know, and I know that she reported this on the 13th of October.
Yeah.
So this came out before this.
Oh, maybe that's why the other.
Did you see
out.
A fourth woman came forward about George H.W. Bush as well over the weekend?
And was it since he's been in the wheelchair?
Yeah, it's
because
always.
Because I'm making a distinction between that.
Are you?
He's just a goofy, dirty old man who was trying to get attention.
But I don't think any of these accusations are the
wheelchair,
where now it's maybe just easier. Maybe he's always had the, who knows?
He's at butt level.
Yeah, and it's true, though. Sit in a chair. You are at butt level. And, you know, you're right. Maybe he's taking advantage of it. But unless there were accusations before when he was a younger man. Eh.
But they're saying, this is the disturbing part of this, is that the excuse they're giving for him is that he's an older man and he's trying to put people at ease, that he pulls out this joke, this David Copperfield joke.
Oh, it's a horrible, horrible joke.
And he does this to put people at ease. So if you're a woman who was just told that joke and then grabbed, would you be put at ease by that?
I
would
think when I heard that joke, I would immediately, my alarm sensors would be going off like crazy.
I didn't even get it at first.
Then, not only did he say the joke, then he did cop a feel.
Yes.
But he's an old man, and I'd look at him and I'd go, oh, come on, please.
Stop it.
I wouldn't press
charges.
You would
give him, what, really?
No. I really wouldn't. I'd be like, oh, come on.
I'm glad it's out, though.
Yeah, I guess. I'm not going to stand in front of him ever.
That kind of behavior, no, it's unacceptable.
Yeah, despite the age.
It's unacceptable.
If you say, he's an old man, well, that gives every old man the right then. And, you know, that's how it all starts. Oh, you know, don't complain.
Right.
That's how this all started.
Right.
Yeah,
nobody ever said anything.
You're right. And here's this Daily Mail that came out about 4 or 5 hours ago. Former U.S. news anchor Heather Unruh said that Harvey Weinstein scandal had given her the courage to accuse the House of Cards star, 58, Kevin Spacey, of attacking someone close to her. Ms. Unruh made her damaging claims more than 2 weeks before Star Trek actor Anthony Rapp got an apology after he said the actor tried to seduce him when he was 14. She tweeted a picture of Spacey on October 13th with the message, quote, "The Weinstein scandal has emboldened me. I was a Kevin Spacey fan until he assaulted a loved one. Time the dominoes fell." So this was on October 13th. She declined to give any more details about the alleged incident, only adding, "My intent was to encourage a badly needed investigation and conversation and use the hashtag, quote, hashtag it's not okay."
Isn't it interesting that this happened prior, but it didn't get any attention until now?
Mail Online.
It must have given Rap the
Yeah.
The Daily Mail.
To come out
Maybe.
Yes. The Daily Mail Online can also reveal that a friend of a man who worked with Spacey at the Old Vic in London claims he was groped by Spacey and the actor had a reputation as one to avoid at the theater. So, this might be the beginning of a whole slew of...
Is this the beginning of the end for Hollywood?
It sure seems like it.
No, not I think. And then, I think this is good. You root out the bad apples.
I agree.
Root out the bad apples.
But Bill, you go ahead and say you were talking to a friend over the weekend, not in the entertainment business.
Right. He's in a totally different line of work, and we were talking about this, and he said, "Look, you know what I do for a living." He goes, "I can tell you some stories about guys in very, very powerful positions who have said to people working under them, figuratively, if you want to continue, if you want a better job, if you want a chance at this, I can help you. All you need to do is dot, 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 dot." And he said, and I was talking to a friend of mine who's in a completely different industry, and he told me the same story about what he does for a living. So he said, even though you could look back and go, well, it's show business is getting the attention because it's very bright and shiny, but this kind of thing must happen in almost any walk of life.
Don't you think every girl has a story?
Oh, God,
yeah. It might be a small one, but I can't believe there's a girl walking on this planet.
Yes.
Up, say, even above the age of 20, that doesn't have some story of, even if it's, I mean, I could just go on and on and on.
Without
seriously.
A doubt.
Just saying inappropriate
just a guy,
things.
Or just a guy like, oh, I remember there was a guy, you know, who I worked with. I would wear this necklace every time. He would go and, like, pick the necklace up on
really?
My chest.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I love that necklace.
But so
really?
The question is, so why didn't you slap him or do anything?
I said, you know what? That's the thing. Now that I'm older, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
Those people would be dead. When I'm younger, you know, you're so shocked. And there is, I don't care what anyone says. I am considered a tough girl, mm-hmm. really.
Me too, and I know what you're going to say.
Exactly. I know. I was smart enough to understand that if I wanted to continue
right.
in this field, in any field, really, that you got to put up with certain stuff.
It's terrible.
And you shouldn't have to.
Right, but you did.
But you did.
Yep, you did. You're right. Now I will never again do that. But I did. I sucked it up. Don't think I didn't complain sometimes.
To somebody higher up?
To someone higher up.
Good.
But nothing became of it.
Nothing ever happened.
But it was in a file somewhere.
No, I don't think it's in a file. It was, you know what, Judy? Come on.
But
you know how
many
this
years have you been in the business?
Almost 40 years, 30-something.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's why you're not going to put up with it now. Me, too. 31
right.
years I've been on the air,
yeah.
So no way.
No.
But back then, it's like, you know...
You knew, as a girl, you understood what you... Now, I would never have put up with
no
an
touching.
Assault.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
me
an
neither.
Assault, but there is stuff I did not like.
Comments.
It was inappropriate. Yes.
Yep.
And it would, you know, I would leave, you know, I'd be in tears sometimes. Like, I would be so frustrated. But, you know, after complaining and after a while, you just realize and you talk to your girlfriends
yeah.
and they're like, and I got to tell you, even people I was talking to over the weekend, even girls, some people are like, oh, all right, enough already. Really?
Yeah.
Well, they don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear
it anymore. But the Me Too, I don't think it's right to put Me Too if you weren't sexually harassed. Sexual harassment is something that is unforgivable to me. Someone saying terrible things.
It's illegal. There's a difference between illegal behavior and just inappropriate behavior.
But, I mean, also, there, you know, and I've told you, Bill, there's before I started working with you, I mean, there were people who said maybe very blue things and I would kind of out blue them and then leave the room because it's just like you wanted to hold your ground and show them that you're not going to freaking intimidate me.
Right.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
But then I'd go home and it would bother me.
Right.
But I don't feel like putting a hashtag Me Too on that because I wasn't touched. I wasn't groped. And I know now as someone established in the business, no, I wouldn't take it. And if I saw somebody treating someone like that, I would totally speak up.
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing?
Right.
Right. Exactly.
Back then, I'd be like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
And even sometimes now with some guys, they're totally innocent. But you're like, oh, you can't really say that.
Yeah.
No, don't. Don't say that. You know, because they're older and they've been saying it forever.
Yeah.
No.
I know.
No.
Judy, thanks for hanging out.
Oh, gosh.
Appreciate
yeah.
it. That's Judy Pilek, everybody.
Tomorrow, we'll can we laugh care. More?
Yeah. It'll be funnier, slightly funnier tomorrow. all right. A quick break, and then we will close up this shop. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right. We have to ski daddle. You know that, Bill. It's time to close up shop.
Yeah, I'm pulling the gate down right now in our shop.
I'm putting the Gone Fishing sign up.
Are we going fishing?
Yeah.
I hope we are going
cold,
fishing.
A little cold, but we're going to get some carp.
All right, that's it, everybody. That's the Monday show. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you learned a little something. Tomorrow, Halloween.
Oh!
Svengoolie,
oh!
Both on regular radio and here for the bonus hour.
Love it.
Svengoolie will join us. Bye, Wendy.